Intelligent, insightful, smart. These are words other podcasts use to describe themselves, not us. This is Fairly Harmless, where missing the point is only the beginning. With musical accompaniment provided by the Boston Horns, East Coast Funk. Please enjoy Andrew and James.
Welcome to Fairly Harmless.
All right, opening remarks.
James, you look great today. Let's do some life affirmations.
Life affirmations? All right. You know, Andrew, that duck shirt of yours really speaks novels about who you are as a person.
Is it a duck? I thought it was a rabbit.
Well,
it's a duck-rabbit matrix, right?
It's the duck-rabbit matrix. Kind of like the hot, crazy matrix.
I'm not sure where I am on that.
You specifically? does it have an imaginary numbers? can it go into the negative? I mean, it's got an XY axis, doesn't it?
Sure. There can
be negative numbers on there.
There can be negative numbers on the XY axis. Absolutely.
You're more of a Z on the XY axis.
Then that would mean I would have depth, James.
Oh, you got depth, my friend. Back to our huge tangent.
This all started with me trying to explain to James because we took a short break to eat food with Grey Poupon mustard.
Yes.
I'd stumbled upon, they would give you two sauces. One had ginger in it, and I don't know what else, and it was absolutely delicious. And another one was tangy, and I discovered that was actually Grey Poupon mustard and soy sauce.
Really?
And you mix the two together. Mwah.
Now is that something you could find in a grocery store? Are they making that mix?
I would guess that they are, because I do now.
You're doing this at home.
You betcha.
So you could be like our man Will and starting your own your own sauce company.
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that.
This podcast could sponsor that dream of yours by taking two pre-made giants of industry and mashing them together. So you would have to pay royalties to not only Grey Poupon, but also generic soy sauce company.
Or we could just edit the heck out of this podcast, out of this recording.
Yes.
And cut out everything that says Grey Poupon.
You could also have this generic mustard.
Right now I'll say mustard, 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 mustard.
Mustard,
and
mustard.
Once I learn how to edit, I assume it's possible for one to take a snippet of something and place it in
elsewhere?
A portion in the recording. Right?
Oh, yes, very much so.
So let's say it, mustard. And mustard. Mustard.
Mustard, yes.
Mustard.
This could be your jingle. You could do soy sauce, mustard, and statement. Soy sauce, mustard.
It is a sailboat sail that don't work so hot.
Right.
It is a kite that is far too heavy.
Right. A heavy kite.
Heavy kite. It is perhaps... This is perhaps a device you could use to slow yourself down.
Parachute.
A parachute. That's where I was going. How did you know?
Parachute. Usually when you're falling through the air, a parachute will slow you down.
Not a great parachute. I'm not saying it can save you.
But it'll give
slow
you, some
you
drag.
Down some.
It'll
right.
give you some drag.
Some drag. Right. It'll allow you to.
It'll be like, hey, look, a guy falling with a chair attached to him for some reason.
Maybe you can steer your ass into the lake and not.
But
house.
Wouldn't it be like if you hit that lake, that's like hitting cement. You know, you want to hit some trees, don't you?
I think.
If you were falling out of a plane.
What? So you want to go. You want to go feet first, I'm pretty sure.
So that way you can lose your legs. But it keeps your brain intact.
I would say the best thing would be.
To not fall out of the plane.
Well.
That would be one.
Second best, I would say, would be. Stick with me.
I'm following you. I'm right there with you.
You want to have a gun because you want to aerate the water a little bit.
Oh, you want to break it up a little.
Break it up, right.
You want to drop something in.
Well, you can't drop it in because it's going to fall the same way. That's what I was saying. I was like, no, wait, that won't work.
That's not going to work.
And then I thought, well, maybe you could throw it in, but no, I'm not strong enough.
Right, but you would need some serious force.
But
to break terminal velocity.
But a gun. I think,
But if it didn't.
A handgun is probably not enough.
No, you would need like a bazooka. Okay, so here's the scenario.
It's got to be.
You're falling out
of
the plane. You have, instead of a parachute, you have a broken lawn chair attached to your ass. And somehow, magically, you have a bazooka.
I think also a shotgun could be made.
And a shotgun. So it's
like a shotgun.
It's like a first-person shooter. You're carrying multiple weapons as you're crawling around the dungeon, you know? I've always found that fascinating. You know, when you're playing like a first-person shooter and the guy has like a gun the size of this table, and then he has a shotgun and a nail gun and a handgun and that plasma gun, and you're like, where's he putting all those guns?
Right. Right. You need to have a...
And he has unlimited ammo somehow.
Right. Well, it's just a pain in the ass if you don't.
Yeah.
You go.
Anyhow, the point is, you're falling through the sky out of this airplane that you fell out of with a lawn chair attached to your ass. You're falling at terminal velocity. You somehow have a bazooka and a shotgun, and you want to break the water.
Right. 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 So...
But you would have to time it such that... If you fired the bazooka into the water, and you'd have to time it so that you weren't killed by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you'd still want it. Because, I mean,
a shotgun, that would have to be seconds before you hit the actual water, right?
You're right. You're right. But I was thinking of the spread you would have need more. But a bazooka is so much better than a shotgun, which is better yet than a... A handgun, or right. even a rifle,
a broom. You got a broom out a little. Broom. You're just holding it down. You know, you're just holding it down.
Right, right. I don't think that's going to be enough, but I think a bazooka would get it done.
Okay,
maybe. The other thing is, you need the water to be pretty deep. Like Lake Johnson ain't going
to
work.
You're gonna need to fall into like the Atlantic Ocean.
That would be best.
You know, but somewhere near the coast, because if you fall in the middle of the, you're done.
Right.
Nobody ain't finding you. You can't tread water for 48 hours. You know, it's over. So falling out of a plane, lawn chair tapped to your ass, bazooka in hand and shotgun and flotation device.
I'm going to drop the shotgun.
You're dropping the shotgun.
Yeah.
Well, if you drop the shotgun, maybe it'll break the water. You won't need the bazooka.
Well, no, it's going to fall at this. I have to throw the shotgun away.
So the plane...
Because it may go off inadvertently and shoot me in the head.
Somehow you're going to need to have the shotgun fall within the same area. That's going to be very difficult because it's going to be spinning out of control.
So you, depending on how high up you are, I think I would probably unload it first if I could.
Uh-huh.
Or just fire it.
You know, now out of all of our scenarios here, probably getting a bazooka on an airline is going to be the hardest thing to do.
Right. Right. True.
I mean, you know, just pointing that out.
This podcast was about emotional growth.
It's about emotional growth. So. That's right. I feel like there's going to be some growth about this down the road.
Yeah.
Did anyone else? I mean, how did you guys figure it out?
Yeah. How did you find out about the big lie? The elf on the shelf wasn't moving himself.
I caught my parents.
I mean, there was still
putting gifts under the tree.
And you're like, the fuck is going on here?
We were at my grandparents in Florida, and they had like a loft where I was sleeping.
Right.
And I could hear something going on. I looked over and you're like shoving presents under the tree. which is a horrible Christmas. One, I found out.
Yeah.
Two, this was back when Atari was really big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted Missile Command so bad.
Well, that was expensive. If you got flashlights for Christmas, I'll bet you never got Atari, did you?
Well, I had an Atari, and I wanted the Missile Command game.
That was right? A lot of money back then, dude.
And
I think it's a lot of money right now.
Well. I got Missile Command. I got the cartridge, but I didn't have the Atari, and I had to wait like a week before I could play it. Ooh. I mean, as you know, a kid.
That's right.
That was horrible.
That was painful.
I love your jibes.
There it is. Look at that. Painful.
Do your parents, is it possible I could meet them? They sound like great people. Deferred gratification.
Oh.
Teaching you that? That sounds great.
Missile Command.
God, it's such a great game. Horrible graphics.
I'm used to driving a lot. I used to live in Kansas, and the important thing to know about Kansas is
what the fuck
that
is this? Play Missile Command at AARP. Well, Omar, there you go. When you're sitting
there. My dreams have come true.
That's good.
This definitely was a Schwa recommendation. Called My Eye Doctor.
I don't remember your old glasses at this point because these are so ridiculous that I can't remember. I feel like they were like a thinner frame.
They were actually a little bit thicker.
Really? They were thicker than that. Yeah. Were they black?
They were black.
Okay. On top of the Dame Edna special that we gave you with and the Elton John look, these are clear, shiny.
The lady said I kept saying clear. She kept saying blue.
Blue?
Blue.
Is she blind? Is she colorblind? Is she clear colorblind?
So
blue. Were you near an ocean? Like, was it a reflective pond nearby?
So I order all these things and it came in amazingly fast. 8 days. I was shocked. Normally that shit takes weeks, it feels like. Anyway, she pulls these out.
Well, I'm just, before we go down that route of what happened, I want to ask you a question. It looks like, and this is just an observation.
It's an observation. This is a mistake.
I understand that hopefully soon this will all be in the past and we will forget about your blue clear glasses. But here's the thing. It almost looks like a focal point that it's... It's these glasses. Have you seen Mr. Potato Head? Right? Mr. Potato Head has glasses that don't fit his face.
So?
Right? So it seems almost like you're wearing Mr. Potato Head glasses. But they're clear.
They don't fit
your face. Well, did you look at the name on the box?
Bean Boozled.
Yes.
Oh, so that is that's a game. You did that wrong. Did you not read the instructions?
I didn't. Who fucking puts instructions on candy?
Look, this is a woke generation. Everything's got to be spelled out for people. That's my son and I. We love that. So, like, they're identical colors, and then one of them tastes great, and then one of them tastes like not great.
Yeah. So
they've got like dog vomit.
I put three of these
rotten fish
in my mouth. Two of them were like, this doesn't taste so great. And the third one, so here are some of the flavors, folks, from your trusting friends.
I was going on Target and I was buying stocking stuffers and I bought all the Jelly Bellies because they were all like, I was like, oh yeah, Andrew would like these. I just bought them all.
Yeah.
I didn't read any of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just handed them to you.
I think I've discovered so
clearly I made a mistake. Sorry, Andrew.
I didn't mean
to ruin your taste buds.
No, it's okay. It's great. It gave me something to talk about. I didn't read this.
What's known as a resentment.
I just looked at it a little bit. Yeah, we're discovering resentments here amongst friends. I didn't realize it, but if I had read this, I would have thought I was eating a buttered popcorn Jelly Belly, but I didn't. What I actually ate was a rotten egg. Because they look exactly the same.
It's part of the game. For all you know, so we've had this discussion before. I guess I haven't been part of it.
I don't understand.
It wasn't intentional, I promise.
The So the listeners can't actually see the box.
I was going to give you points for the. I mean, it was the genius of handing me four.
No, I thought they were all legit. But Ford.
I guess I won't have a resentment against you. It's the kind of thing. It's the kind of thing I would have.
You need to have one.
I would have absolutely done you.
You waited to the podcast to tell me about this and not breakfast. Yeah, so you're feigning happiness the whole day. And then you're like, I'm going to get that motherfucker.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
No, so you,
and I thought about holding off and I was like, I can't. It's the front center of my head.
I like how it came up organically.
I can appreciate the fact that you were blindsided and you just got a horrible tasting jelly bean. I can't appreciate that, but this is actually a pretty fun game. My son and I, we played this a lot together. The ones we had a little spinner and you actually spin to see which color you're going to take. And they weren't like this all in one. They were segregated. You know, these are all like integrated. They're all in one box. So you just kind of pull one out. But there was like a box of blue ones and you didn't know if it was going to be a good blue one or
blue pill or the red pill.
Points to them, I guess, for making. I mean, they really. So I'm let me sorry, just say the rotten egg. I really did. I got about 40% of the way towards vomiting. It was that bad, and I thought you motherfucker,
you son of a bitch,
you son of a bitch.
It's brutal because I got liver and onions, and they got cappuccino. You know, I mean, you're gonna.
Wow. Right. I had no idea that's what that meant.
One was great. And he handed me four of them. And I was like, you know, here, eat these three. And I looked at Bean Boozled and I was like, okay, this is going
to
be.
I think it's only fair. I think James needs to just.
I need to reach in that box.
He needs to take a couple. He needs to take three and he just needs to go for it.
All right. I'm doing this for you, big guy.
I think it's only fair.
Let me just say, I did spit out. I chewed it half. Shooter halfway up, and I thought, I can't do this.
I got three in my hand.
Oh, well, that would definitely be payback if you got your half chewed one.
Something, a receptacle ready if you need to get rid of them, because it was disgusting.
That's popcorn.
James will probably get lucky and get three good flavors. Right,
yeah.
You'll know if you get a bad one.
It looks like barf, so it probably tastes like barf.
It's tutti frutti or barf, so it's going to be really good or really bad.
That's just the third one.
Come on, Rotten Band-Aid.
What? Jesus Christ.
What was it? Thank you, God.
Dirty dishwater.
Yes. It's not as good as rotten egg, but it's good enough.
Do you want me to do another one?
No, that's fine.
I'll do a fourth one because I got two good ones. I'll do two more just to even the tides.
If this one is terrible, you don't have to go.
Oh my God.
So that face made me sad. This is a podcast. That was internet ready.
Which one was that? Was that rotten egg?
Rotten egg. That was rotten egg.
The rotten egg is terrible. I mean,
all right, we'll try whatever this.
No, was. Don't. Oh, no, 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 no. You've done enough. One. For some reason I've got down here, the Gilligan Island song.
Oh, the three-hour tour?
It was only a three-hour tour.
It was. Now, there's a lot of...
I feel like there's hidden symbolism in that.
Like the Illuminati?
Yeah, like the Illuminati.
Yeah, I bet there is. What do you think, Ed?
Are you down on the Illuminati? You know about them?
Very little. I know of them. I don't know all the nuances. What does a three-hour tour have to do with the Illuminati?
Well, you have to really expand your mind.
Was the number three real big with them, or...
Oh, I think
boat trips in general.
Well,
trips in general. Number three is probably very coincidental with the Illuminati.
Whenever the triangle, because it's got
the triangle
three sides.
Three sides. Oh yeah.
Whenever I go to the bathroom, I'm always shooting for number three.
Holy shit!
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly.
You're having a number three every time.
I'm having a number three. I mean, I didn't always get there, but that's what I'm shooting for.
Wow. Have you seen a doctor about that?
Is that where you barf and shit at the same time?
I shit and piss. It's coming out of every hole.
It's coming when it's coming out of my third eye.
There you go. That's why it's blind.
That's why it's what?
It's why it's blind because there's shit on it.
Oh, my third eye. No, that's when it's blind. Third eye only.
Oh, look at that.
Pass it around here.
Ooh.
That's going to be the sound effect, Betty. That's going to be the one. This is
I
cool.
I like the clicker.
This one is good. This I like.
Yeah,
this
keep
one.
Doing that, Betty. That's good. I think we can actually make money with that shit.
this is the first monetary podcast, monetized podcast for us.
So, what is the average lifespan for a human male? Do you think?
I think it's about 76 years, and it's kind of sad. Females actually live longer.
They're 80 at least
than males. And so here's something that's kind of funny, right? So single females live the longest. Married females live the second longest on average. Married males live the third longest, and single males die the soonest. So
it was nice knowing you two.
Well, I don't think that you're going to have maybe a year or two on us. I don't think it's going to be great.
Maybe me and Camino will start hosting the podcast.
I think you need to go apologize to your wife because I think she's actually going to live less because of you. That was right. Where I was going.
Oh, she's good.
The guys bring the females down. Like the females would be fine without us, but then
I bring Odessa down often.
And my ex-wife and I were together for 18 years.
Wow, 18?
So you still got some catching up to do.
Holy shit, I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm sure I shortened her life, but...
I'm certain of it. You've shortened mine.
I can only hope I'll be involved in...
probably involved at the end of mine somehow. I just know it.
No, he's not going to be involved in it. He just wants to be there to observe it.
I just want to be there.
Yeah, you're like the fucking observers from Fringe.
You know what? I don't want you to suffer.
Oh, wouldn't that be twisted if some time travelers, like, they knew when people die, and so it's like a spectator event. Like, they don't have football anymore. They just come back and, like, watch, like, someone get assassinated or, like, something terrible happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's some sick people. I bet some people would do that.
Maybe you could pay for that. We could set up a business.
That sounds like our business model.
That's a good business model. Yeah. Fairly harmless.
Forget going back in time to make money. Let's go back and watch horrible stuff happen. Want some popcorn?
Oh, man. Imagine if you could create a business like that. You can't actually change time, but you can go back and be a spectator to it.
Death is just a part of life.
We will make fucking tons of money.
Death.
I can't believe I contributed to the darkness. Here I have been all episode. I've been complaining about how dark the show gets, and I say the worst thing that's happened today.
Woody, that's the best idea we've had on this podcast. I thought fucking Shelf had some legs, but that has some real legs.
It just occurred to me. What would really happen is if... Because I thought about in my own experience, what if you want to go back and you want to see somebody die? I mean, random is okay, but maybe you've got a particular resentment. Maybe you want to keep going back, right?
So, oh man, you just relive the death over and over.
I just keep going back to the same day when James dies. Over and over and over and over.
Here's the thing. You might not have to go back to it. Like, you could go forward to it. Someone makes you mad. Right. And then you could go, like, just enjoy it for the next 30 years till it actually happens.
Wow.
Ooh, that could be how therapy happens.
I really like watching that motherfucker die.
And with that happy Merry Christmas thought.
And with that, your review.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Gonna love watching you die.
That's all I've got to say about that.
Thanks, Schwa.
Once again, this has been Fairly Harmless. Missing the point on... Wait, what's the point? Fairly Harmless is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, and Pocket Casts. Our musical accompaniment provided by the Boston Horns, East Coast Funk. Their music is available for streaming and purchase on most media platforms. For Fairly Harmless, this has been your announcer, Fast Eddie. See you soon.
We can edit that out.